ancestors of the Qin dukes. I mean, we're talking generations before the first emperor. We're talking about a time about the 7th or 8th or 7th centuries BC, at least 500 or 600 years before the first emperor. These early Qin residents lived in northwest China on the edge of steppe grasslands leading into Central Asia. They were supposedly very able horse breeders. And that was why the Zhou Emperor gave them part of the land so that they can continue to breed the horses for use of the Zhou Emperors for their carriages and so forth. During the Great Nomadic Invasion in 771 BC, the Qin army stood up and protected the Zhou Emperor, and they helped fought back the nomadic invaders, and as a reward, they were given that plot of land right on the edge of the empire, of the Zhou Empire, so that they can protect the Zhou Empire from these nomadic invaders. In other words, the Qin themselves were part nomadic in their heritage and in their lifestyle, and that was why they were able to repel and fight back the nomads when it really mattered. And gobble up the rest of China. Well, I think history is nice. It helps you understand what goes on, and it helps us understand what we see in terms of the art, too.